This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Keshia Benson, KECIABENSON, date of birth 06/04/1986. Date of appointment February 12, 2025. 38 year old, right handed. African American woman who had a motor vehicle accident in August 2022. She was rear-ended her car was totaled. She blacked out. She woke up in the car. Paramedics was around. She went to the hospital. She went to the pain management, diagnosed with herniated disc. She got physical therapy and acupuncture. She also got injections in the neck. Then finally, she had a surgery on the C spine and lumbar spine. It helped a lot. This all done in New Jersey. She moved to this area 1.5 years ago, started working, then started experiencing back pain and neck pain. Pain is sharp, also involves the head. She feels electric-like feeling in the head. It is constant. Pain is on the left. Pain is in the left shoulder also, left side of the neck and left side of the head. Throbbing. Pain in the head with dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, with photophobia, no phonophobia. She cannot relax, not using medication. She used trazodone, gabapentin, and Mobic before. Went to the LS hospital, ELLIS, because of the dizziness at work. She passed out also 3 weeks ago at home. MRI of the brain, CT, angiogram of the head and neck, and CT of the head done, which was read as negative. Past medical history, motor vehicle accident, past surgical history, cervical discectomy and lumbar discectomy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, none, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is an executive assistant. She is single, lives alone, have no children, family history, mother alive. Some mental issue, father alive with diabetes. 4 brother alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she has headache, lightheadedness, blackout, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound, present neck supple. There is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender flexor 204, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 38-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman, whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, cervical radiculopathy. Number 2, lumbar radiculopathy. Number 3, chronic pain syndrome. Number 4, backache. Number five, degenerative disc disease. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to start gabapentin 300 milligram three times daily and Mobic for 15 milligram PO daily. I would like to send her to the physical therapy period. She need EMG of the upper and lower extremities, pain management consultation, and spinal surgeon consultation is also recommended. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.